Hi there. Here's another Outside the Box, trying to speak your language. Today's topic is middle class English. How would you feel if you were in school and a teacher was speaking a foreign language? That may be what it feels like for many children who grow up low income or working class. They learn one kind of English at home, in their families, and in their neighborhoods, but then they're expected to speak another kind at school, what some call standard or middle-class English. It's easy to look at kids from gritty neighborhoods or blue-collar families and decide they aren't smart enough to succeed in school. However, it generally isn't a question of intelligence or motivation, but rather one of culture and language, especially if students grow up speaking one language at home and are expected to use a different language in the classroom. How are languages of classes different? If a child is banging on something and making a lot of noise, a middle-class parent might ask the child if they could make less noise, letting the child figure out how to be quieter. A working-class parent might simply ask the child to stop, with a look that asks the child to understand that the parent is distracted by the noise. If asked where to buy a loaf of bread, a middle-class person might say, at the supermarket or at the co-op, whereas the working-class person might reply, down the street at so-and-so's. One is more general, one more specific and personal. Psychologist Barbara Jensen, in her book Reading Classes, paints a picture of two very different cultures in the U.S., working class and middle class. The divisions are, of course, not clear-cut, since we're all a bit of a mix. But Jensen describes her working class relatives as very committed to family and community. They view success based on cooperation rather than competition. Success comes from relationships with others, not personal achievements. Contrast that with children growing up middle class. The messages they get are ones of individualism and competition. If you want to get ahead, you have to beat others, not work with them. If teaching were a mishmash of these two cultures, all students might have to adjust a little, but they would do okay. But the problem is that schools, teachers, and curricula are all based on a middle-class view of the world, and classes are taught in middle-class English. That means that working-class and low-income kids have to either embrace a different culture and language, or else say screw it to the school system and stop caring how well they do. It's a lose-lose proposition. You either become an outsider to your own family and friends by trying to join the middle class, or you keep your culture, but are in the loser category in school. Some, like Barbara Jensen herself, abandon their family and neighborhood because they have the urge to learn or don't want the same economic struggles that their parents faced. Others resign themselves to getting by financially with work they may not enjoy, but maintaining their devotion to family and neighborhood. Some alternative schools use more working-class English in teaching these students. It often helps if the students haven't already given up or become resistors to school. When you went to school, was learning easy for you or hard? Do you think that the social class you grew up in was a factor in how well you did in school? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping to see more unbiased education in our schools.